Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Radio Program is on your radio. Happy Monday, my dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigettes. It is spectacular to be with you on the radio program. One more time again, my name is Rob Brown. Of course, on the other side of the metaphorical glass, he is the conductor of the Symphony of Sound. That is the Rob Brown Show, the Alpha and the Omega of the fan upstate. He is Colonel Grudge. He is the great one himself. And boy, howdy, are we as always lucky to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, the great one Lonzo in the building. What up, Zo? You got your wish. Tiger was not good or anywhere close to it. It was a real bad end.
Plus 16 or something like that?
Yeah, his worst score ever as a professional.
He said it was a good week, though. So, I mean, you know, like, I guess we know what his standard is now. So,
I mean, all right. So he had the equivalent.
Was the cut extended just so he could make it?
No, it was not. As I predicted.
So
it,
he got that bad after the cut.
Yeah, he looked real stiff on Saturday. And considering he gave up the boom boom for 2 weeks, I'm not talking about anything other than his ankle. Real not good. Had a real good Thursday and Friday. Came in at plus one, well below the cut line, which was at like plus six, well below it. And then on Saturday, there was a moment that I connected with Tiger because I was like, yeah, man, like, I'm young and I'm cool and I'm hip and I'm playing golf. And then so there was a spot on Saturday morning where he went to pick up a ball off the green and he did this number. And he had to, like, push himself up off with his thighs. You know that move. We've all done that move.
So any chance he went home and was pretty excited, you know, Friday night and went against his rule. And because of that, everything fell apart?
Dude, I was having this conversation with a lady on yesterday. We were watching yesterday. Tiger turns in his, you know, plus eight or whatever it was yesterday. It's not great. And she said, I thought you said Tiger was going to win. And I was like, yeah, as a joke. I was like, he said he gave up sex for 2 weeks. Like, I was making a joke that if he channeled all that energy, I didn't think he'd win. I didn't think he'd shoot his worst score ever as a professional, but I didn't think he was going to win. And she said, oh, he must have went to Perkins Friday. I was like, that's why I keep you around. That's a good joke. That's a real good joke. Maybe Tiger broke his streak of not... You know, there's about 1,000 golf euphemisms that I could use right here, Lonzo, but this is a classy family show. So I'm not going to say...
You're not going to be getting the whole guy.
I was about to be getting the whole guy. Yeah, all right. So I telegraphed that punch. Good. Good, good, good. So most of you dirty-minded degenerates out there knew exactly where I was going with that. Excellent.
So are you embarrassed to the point where you want him to stay home yet?
No.
Like what? It's like watching Michael Jordan play with Washington, isn't it?
It was not great. It was not great. In fact, yesterday, who was I talking to yesterday? One of my golf buddies yesterday in one of my group chats was like, is this equivalent to watching Mike play for the Wizards? And I was like, yeah, kind of.
See, so yeah, I guess we all think alike then. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but.
I mean, it's an apt comparison because on one hand, and again, I was still in my ute when Mike was a Wiz. I mean, I wasn't old. I was still in my ute. And I think it was kind of one of those spots where you're like, on one hand, this isn't the legend I want to see, but also I still want to see it. You know what it was? You know how, and I say this with all love and respect because I'm at every show, yeah? But you know how we get these big national tours, but of like old bands that come here to Greenville? We get like ZZ Top and Heart and like bands that aren't in their prime anymore, but they're still icons, right? Like it's ZZ Top. I'm not missing 66% of ZZ Top. I'm going to see them. It's kind of the same thing. And I tell the lady friend this all the time because she's like, I don't really want to go see whoever, like that's not the band, you know, that's not who I remember. And I'm like, yeah, it's not so much about going and expecting to see the iconic shows of the 70s and 80s. And if you're me, the 50s and 60s, it's more about just seeing them, just the experience of being in the room and watching, you know, whoever play guitar or sing or whatever. Yes, I know Bon Jovi isn't like, you know, Bad Medicine Bon Jovi anymore, but I still get to say I saw Bon Jovi. That's kind of where I am again, like with Tiger. I know he's not going to compete. He's not going to compete. He ain't going to compete. I know he's not going to compete for trophies anymore.
I don't know. You were pretty adamant about
that he would make the cut, which I nailed, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I still think they moved the cut for him, but
they did not. The cut line's the cut line. Listen, if there is one tournament, if there is one event that does not give a good gosh darn about you or your legacy or anybody else, it's the Masters. Like, iconic guys get sent home from the Masters all the time. Tiger made the cut. Bona fide certified, because the cut line is mathematical. It's not like, we think we'll put it here. It's, we got to get 45 guys into the weekend. So 45 plus the ties, that's everybody above that line goes in. And he was well above that line, but then he just turned around and his body broke down over the weekend. Like, he can't do it anymore. So,
it was rough for TV yesterday because they wanted to show Tiger, and Tiger was already done by the time they started the broadcast.
Yeah, because he had that like 8:30 tee
yeah,
time.
And it's like they would go back and show him some because they felt like they needed to, but even they knew that they couldn't do what they wanted to do show all Tiger. I got to say, I came in out of the yard and turned it on to see what was going on, and there was like a four-way tie and everybody was 6 under, and it's like, okay, it was the opposite because I thought it was going to be good and then it went the other way. Just everyone went, oh yeah, we're in this. No, we're not. I mean, and so then it became boring after that. After the other four guys went, never mind. I don't really want to compete. I thought Fleetwood had a chance to come back and maybe take the lead, but he was, your winner was, unflawed, all that stuff. Just went in and just got better.
Did his thing.
Yeah,
did his thing.
That's boring. It's very boring.
You don't like dominant performances.
No. That's fine. But it's dominant performances can be boring, especially in a sport like this where you want a little competition, a little intrigue. I mean, a playoff at the end of the Masters. How exciting would that be? I'm guessing it's happened before. It seems like it has.
Do you get bored by like no hitters in baseball? Like if a guy takes a perfect game into the ninth, does that excite you? Or are you like, nobody's gotten on base. This is boring.
That's a team sport. And the other thing is so many things can factor in to him not being able to complete the no-hitter. In this case, it's just one guy and the course, which is what golf really is. And that one guy stayed steady and the other guys did not. I mean, you know, all those guys, like I said, when I started tuning in and it was a four-way tie and I'm like, okay, this would keep me a while. And within, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, it was no longer the case.
I'm going to go to the point where
I got to believe that the guys in the truck and everywhere are going, okay, how do we make this more exciting? And they can't.
I am going to go with, and it's not necessarily like I want to tiptoe a line, but I want to be careful about how I say it. If you didn't enjoy Scottie Scheffler and the dominance that he put on television yesterday, then you don't enjoy well-played golf. You enjoy competition. And that's okay. It's just a philosophy.
As far as that goes, if you are not someone who watches golf, which I am not, I will tune in for stuff like this because it's a big deal. I want to be hooked, and that sort of thing is not going to hook me. If like I said, I was intrigued. I was just going to turn it on for a second and then go back outside because I had other stuff to do. And then I saw the tie. And I'm like, okay, this is what they want. Oh, man, this is exciting. Someone else like me is tuning in and going, okay, this is going to be a competition. And then it wasn't. I'm talking about from a production standpoint, from a sports standpoint where you want to bring in people who are not fans. If you can get them hooked by getting to see a competition, and then there wasn't one.
This is a very interesting spot, and I like this. It's an interesting conversation to me because it is an illustration of the challenge that golf, I think, has that might be unique to it in that if you're a golf guy, yesterday was spectacular. You got to see a guy at his peak, in his prime, out there taming Augusta, which it's designed not to be tamed, out there playing some of the best golf we have seen played at the Masters since Tiger in his prime. Legitimately, my guy was out there playing incredible golf. And if you like golf, you liked what we watched yesterday, even though it wasn't a competition. You're not wrong. But that had more to do with how dominant Scottie Scheffler was than anybody else playing bad. Colin Morikawa didn't have the best round of his life, but for a guy that had routinely given strokes away every single Sunday, he played pretty well. Ludvig Åberg is a first-year guy, a debutant.
The story of the whole thing was Ludvig.
He was a story of the whole thing. The story, and this is, again, this is a split philosophy.
They had to make the story about Vern, which is a big deal. It's his last thing.
40 years on that box.
But the fact that became more of a story and not the golf.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was that whole could have come down to Ludvig Åberg and Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa and Bryson DeChambeau. It could have come down to a 10-way tie on 16, and Vern Lundquist is still a story. He's Uncle Vern.
I was going to say, if it came down to what you just said, I would have been hooked the entire time.
Sure, but again, I think to me, you know what this is? It is the exact same conversation as the conversation that I have with soccer's bad because game ends 1-0 guy. Soccer's bad because it's only 1-0.
No, soccer's bad because it ends 1-1 or 0-0.
Right, and I've made the argument before.
And soccer people go, oh, that was the most amazing game in the world, and you're like, okay, it was a tie. How's that exciting?
Because, and this is, again, this is the mindset. The mindset for so many people is result, not process. Right? It's result, not process. It's looking at a score line and seeing Scottie Scheffler winning the most difficult golf tournament on planet Earth by 5 strokes and not going, how did he win by 5 strokes? Because if Scottie Scheffler is from 110 out, spiking a ball on the green at 6 inches and rolling it back to 2, That's an incredible golf shot, whether there's a 10-person lead at the top of the leaderboard or if Scottie Scheffler has a dozen strokes a lead. That's an incredible golf shot, whether it's a competitive tournament or not. I am watching the shot, not the numbers. In soccer, just like in any other sport, yeah, the scoreline might be 1-0. How did that one get on the board? How did the O stay on the board? How did one defense tactically stop another offense? If you are only looking for the result, then 90% of every sport is boring to you. And I think that's what we had a case of yesterday. You had a guy that went out there and absolutely dominated. Absolutely dominated this event. But if you were looking and going, this is boring, it's because, and I'm not like this is going to come across as nose in the air elitist. It's not meant to be. It's going to sound that way. You don't know golf. And that's okay. Golf's not a sport for everybody. I get it. You will notice I push soccer on the show. I push hockey on the show. I don't push golf on the show. I go, hey, I'm going to talk about golf now. And if you like it, stick around. If you don't, I'll see you in 15 minutes. I don't push golf because golf is very much a niche sport. And I've never made an argument to the contrary. But if you tuned in yesterday and you went, oh, there's one guy all by himself, ergo this is boring, you don't know golf. You just like competition. And that's okay. Most of us are here because we like competition. Competition is one of the things that makes sports great. But what Scottie Scheffler did yesterday, specifically on the back nine, when he dog-walked the field, to me, it was about the shot-by-shot performance. Because at any given point, he could have double-bogeyed 11. Now, all of a sudden, he's right back there in the mix. And the momentum's gone. To me, when I'm watching this guy from 112 out, spike a ball 7 inches from the hole, with all the pressure in the world, because those other guys are still playing good golf, that's when you go, this is a hell of a golfer playing a hell of a golf round. Like, golf is an individual sport, for sure. And that's why I think you have to watch the individuals. You can't watch and go, oh, I have to have a playoff or it's boring. No. I'm going to watch one guy versus the course. But also, that's why it's in each sport. I will beg as I have. I will do my darndest to get Lonzo to a Triumph game. I will get Lonzo to a Swamp Rabbits game. I will get Lonzo to whatever other sports are going on. Zoe, how many times have I asked you to come with me to the BMW Pro-Am or any of the local golf events?
I've been to the Pro-Am, by the way.
You've covered it.
Yeah. So,
did you love it?
You can't count that because it's full of celebrities. So if it was just a straight up golf tournament, then I think. We could have the argument, but there's celebrities all over the place. Who's not going to like that?
That's a fine answer, but I would also point out, if you love golf, you love that event.
Okay.
Right?
All right. And as far as Swamp Rabbits goes, I've been to hockey. I just haven't been to Swamp Rabbits because during the week, I'm not doing anything. And on Saturday, I'm busy.
Half the playoff games are on weeknights, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, I have reached...
I'll be there.
I've reached an age where I know that I cannot operate with less amount of sleep, so...
All right, we are going to talk. We are going to talk some more Masters going over the course of the show. My name is Rob Brown. There's Alonzo, and we are about to rock with 4 hours of sports talk, entertainment, excellence. When we come back here in just a moment, we do need to talk a little. How do I feel about this commercial, Alonzo? Jennifer Gardner in the Rockford Peachers Uni doing what I have to assume is going to be a credit card commercial. It is. How do I feel about that commercial? I want to be mad at it.
Because you want to compare her to Gina Davis and wonder which one's hotter? Is that what it is?
No, I think that that movie's like in the...
Because Jennifer Gardner in her prime.
Alias Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah, and comparing her to Gina Davis, I don't know, man. I'm probably going Jennifer Gardner.
Ooh. I don't know how... Okay, we'll talk more about it later. The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate Texture said, good morning, Coach Rob and Zoe. I would rather slide down a board with razor blades raised up half an inch and fall into a vat of buzzard puke than watch golf. That is a dramatic way to say I don't like golf. Very dramatic.
Would that be considered a garbage take? Because according to Nolan, that's all I have, and that was a lot worse than what I said.
Oh, man. Well, I have bad news for you because we are going to talk a little bit more golf. Here's the good news for those of you that would rather, quote, slide down a board of razor blades raised of half an inch and fall into a vat of buzzard puke than watch golf. You're going to catch golf at the max, like 2 segments a month, all right? Except the Masters. Except the Masters. The Masters is the Super Bowl of this sport. It's the Daytona 500. It's the World Series. If golf dudes got a chance to watch either the Masters or all three other majors, but they had to pick one, 95% of them are picking the Masters. And I don't see how you wouldn't. It's an incredible event. It's an incredible venue, and you get performances like Scottie Scheffler's yesterday. Again, if you don't like or get golf, then it is going to be tough for me to explain to you what this event is or what it means. And that's okay. It's in each sport. It's not for you. I get it.
Yeah, but Scheffler, so quietly on top, number one in the world, right? And he's kind of boring. So is this who the PGA wants to be their guy? I mean, you can't just say, we're just not going to show this guy. He's really good. So you have to show him. But is this, if you want some pomp, you want some flair, you want some controversy, he doesn't seem to be that guy.
Is it great one? Good or bad? And I'm asking this as a genuine question. This isn't like a paint into a corner. I'm asking out of sincere curiosity. Is it good or bad for a sport or sports? We kind of had this conversation last week with Caitlin Clark. People tuned in last to the women's basketball tournament, but we know it was for Caitlin Clark. That's not speculation. It's a fact. Is it good or bad for sports that we only seem to be able to drive numbers based on the personality of an athlete and not the athletic accomplishment? Because if it was athletic accomplishment, the nation, not just this area, but the nation would have been tuning into South Carolina games all year, but they weren't. They were tuning into Caitlin Clark, despite the fact that she had some losses. She did not play on anywhere near the best team. Is it good or bad for sport that we've kind of reached a point where personality matters more than success?
That is, I don't think sports are a reflection of society in general.
Sure.
And the internet has a lot to do with the reason why people think that way. The fact that there are people who are famous for being famous. That's just how it is now. I don't know that it ever goes back to the athlete being celebrated because they're a really good athlete. I mean, there are some cases where you don't have a choice. You mentioned Caitlin Clark, even though I do believe she was pushed a great deal. She deserved whatever accolade she got because of what she was able to accomplish in her career. She didn't win the big one, but still.
I was thinking about this.
This is another case where Tiger may have saved golf, but also helped ruin it to a degree. Because now you're looking for the – anytime you're looking for the next, then the one that was the one was so spectacular that you believe you've got to find the next.
I don't disagree. We talked a little bit about this last week, and I think you're spot on. I hated this take from you Friday, and by today I've come full circle, and I'm like, okay, you might actually kind of have a point here. You might actually be right on this. In that, yesterday – we had a couple of people come to the house to watch the Sunday with us, the lady friend and I, Big Masters peoples. So we had a couple of people over. By the way, Zoe, there's some pimento cheese and egg salad sandwiches in the fridge if you'd like one.
Egg salad, yeah.
Big fan.
Pimento.
Ooh.
Pimento.
By the way, if any of our coworkers are listening right now, there's like an entire serving platter of sandwiches down in the break room.
I was going to say, did you leave them out, though?
No, they're in the fridge.
I was going to say, egg salad left out. Yeah, probably a bad idea.
So we had a couple of people come over. We made, as we always do, way too many pimento cheese and egg sandwiches. I made some azalea, the official cocktail of the Masters, made a big jug of it, had a great time. And it was like three other couples. And as we were sitting there yesterday watching the final round of the Masters, I watched as the conversations kind of devolved away from golf. It kind of devolved away a little bit. It went from the initial at 2 o'clock when the coverage came on, it went from all of us really talking about golf and Tiger and Scottie Scheffler and all these different players and what they were doing on the course and yada, yada, yada. And then with 7-8 holes left to be played, Scottie's on the back nine now. He's closing in. At this point, it's in the books. And I'm standing in the kitchen having an azalea, talking to a couple of the fellas. I look over. The ladies are all in the living room. They're all on the floor. One of the ladies that was joining us had a baby. And so the baby's there. See, because I let babies come over, Lonzo, because I'm not a hater. And
you're not in the room with the baby.
I was not in the room with the baby.
You let the baby come over.
And so they're all on the floor playing with the baby, and they're talking about baby stuff and having babies and baby general conversation. The fellas are, at one point, we're outside on the back porch smoking cigars. We're not even by a TV. And I'm like, oh, this is real bad for me. Like, I'm watching it through the back door, but nobody else is paying attention. And I thought, this is exactly what we were talking about on Friday. This is Sunday at the Masters. It is the most compelling. Everybody there, every dude there wearing Masters polos. We're all in green. Everybody's decked out. We decorated the house in green and yellow. When everybody showed up, super excited. And then as Scottie Scheffler is heat-seeking in on green jacket number 2 in 3 years, nobody's paying attention to it. And I thought back to what you said on Friday, which is, what are they supposed to pay attention to? Because to me, as a golf fan, I'm like, Scottie Scheffler's playing some of the best golf we've seen at Augusta since Tiger in the early 20-teens. This guy is lighting this course on fire with great golf right now. We should be paying attention to that. But I realize you're correct. There's not a ton of personality out of Scottie Scheffler, at least not until he won the thing. Whereas Tiger would chip it on 16, and he's got that big, vivacious arm pump and all that. There's not really any of that out of Scottie Scheffler. Really, the most emotional we saw anybody was when Ludvig Åberg knocked in like a 17-foot putt for birdie to get him one closer, and he was just smiling. Like, that was the most emotional thing that we got out of that last day. And I thought to myself, this to me.
Yeah, Luber, when he smiles, he looks like German club guy. That's why he can't help it. You picture him in the turtleneck in there, just anyway.
He, like, there wasn't anything that, unless you are a fan of golfers hitting golf shots, which again, I am. And maybe it's because I'm a golfer or a bad one, but a golfer. I understand the difficulty of some of these shots that these guys are hitting. Unless you are a golfer, and a golf fan, it doesn't click to you, right? It's the same argument that I make with NASCAR. If you're watching NASCAR and you think NASCAR is car go fast, car turn left, and that's what you think the sport is, yeah, I can see why that's boring to you. It's 3.5 hours, the car's going fast and turning left, but the reality is it is so much more intricate than that. This is why I tell people, do not judge until you come with me to a race or go sit in a bar and watch a race with me and let somebody who knows racing explain every little intricacy that's going on. A couple of weeks ago, the folks over at Spire gave me the opportunity of a lifetime. We went to a NASCAR garage. We got to watch them quite literally put the finishing touches on the cars that were racing this weekend. The car that Corey LaJoie was driving, I got to see that car up close. And there was a girl in the group with us who, not really a NASCAR fan. And as the garage staff was explaining stuff and showing us stuff about the car and the different tires they use and the testing process and the this and the that, she looked over and she's like, I could get into this. And I'm like, yeah, because it's not go fast, turn left. There's so much more to it. Golf's kind of the same thing. When you get beyond guy hit ball with stick, make ball go in hole, it gets so much better. When you understand the different types of shots and the difficulty it is to hit those shots and what it means when you're hitting up a hill versus down a hill and all the different things you got to do with the golf club and the swing positioning and your leverage and all that. But how do you get someone into that? How do you get someone? Tiger Woods did it by being the most charismatic, dominant golfer of all time. He did it by being so compelling as a person that you tuned in to watch how compelling Tiger was, and then you learned golf. I know guys that golf now, and the only reason they golf now is because Tiger put out a video game a decade and a half ago. Tiger put out a video game, and they started playing this video game, and the game taught them the intricacies of golf, and they went, oh man, there's a lot going on. I kind of want to try this out. The game taught them golf. And once the game taught them golf, then they got invested. Now they just watch golf with or without Tiger Woods. Sport needs those personalities, but I kind of think it's bad in certain situations because, like I said, yesterday I look over with the most dominant golfer since mid-2010-ish, Tiger Woods, who is playing a round that should go down in history. It's one of the best Sunday rounds we've ever seen, closing in on 18, closing in on a green jacket. And by the way, any given moment, he could go out there and have a Greg Norman meltdown. If he goes out and he doubles or triple bogeys a hole on 15, while Morikawa and DeChambeau and these guys are still on the course, they might get that eye of the tiger and go, okay, I'm going to go out there and go for the stick. And if I can double birdie here, if I can eagle here, I'm right back in this thing. So he's still got to finish. Even if he's so far ahead, it feels like it's destiny. It's untouchable. And I'm going, I got three or four ladies over there crawling around on the floor with a baby. They couldn't give less of a bleep about it. The fellas are outside smoking cigars talking about, we were talking about our next Costco trip. That's what the boys are talking about. All right, because we're old now. We're all boomers now. We're talking about Costco and, one of the guys is super pumped because he just pulled the grass to re-sod his lawn. He's going to Bermuda grass. He's all pumped. He's planning the Bermuda grass welcoming party, right? That's what we're talking about while the damn Masters is on, as I'm like watching through the window because I'm trying to be a good host. I don't want to be like, hey, bleep you guys, I'm going inside. I'm like watching through the window.
No offense, but these are the kind of conversations I expect.
From golf fans?
Yes.
That's fair. I was going to be real mad, and then I'm like, no, that actually is a good point. Look, I think that, to me, it's a shame that we kind of have to have those compelling people to get people interested to what are otherwise incredible events. Saturday, we're on Bet for the Cycle. We're talking about the NBA playoffs. There's a path to the NBA playoffs that, at least on Saturday, there was a path to the NBA playoffs that could have had both LeBron James and Steph Curry not in the playoffs. And Cody Decker was like, that's real bad for the NBA. And I'm like, why? You got SJA in. You got Nikola Jokic in. The Suns might get in. They got D-Book and CP3. You've got all these great players. And he goes, because people tune in, whether it's to love them or hate them, people tune in bigger numbers to watch Steph and LeBron. And he's exactly right. It's a nightmare scenario because we, as sports fans, as American sports fans, we are driven as much by personality. Actually, scratch that. I'll go on the limb. We are driven more by personality than good sports. Genuinely. We still want the best sports, which is why the you know, we're, what, 4 weeks into the UFL season, Lonzo? I ain't watched a game. I ain't watched a game because it's up against the Masters and it's up against WrestleMania and it's up against baseball and it's up against all these other top-notch things. I said that I am going to support this league this year. I've not watched a game.
Yeah, I'm not watching because of the final boss.
Dwayne.
You cost yourself a fan, Dwayne.
I haven't watched a game because it lacks both the best sport and the personality. And I went into this thing saying, you know, I understand they want to be a genuine, bona fide, certified football league that says we are a legitimate football league, but you've still got to have some personality. And to me, it just, they haven't done anything that goes, I have to watch. The last, the XFL edition, I tuned in a little bit. Why? The St. Louis Battlehawks and the Beer Snakes and the crowd. They made it fun. And also, there's a football game going on. Sports needs compelling personalities. And to finish up where I started with this thought, Lonzo said on Friday, he said, Tiger is the beneficiary and also the blame for the PGA Tour. He said, on one hand, he brought in this enormous influx of new fans. He did. But at the same time, he set that bar in terms of both dominance and personality, charisma, so high. Who the hell else is going to reach that? Because there's not anybody right now. They've tried. They've tried with Rory McIlroy. They tried with Ricky Fowler. They tried with Bryson DeChambeau. They tried with all these different golfers to go, hey, this guy's got charisma and character and personality, and he's a pretty good golfer. But until you find a guy who has that charisma and character and personality, and he's also winning the Masters more than he's, or at least in contention for the Masters more than he's not, what do you want? There was a point at the end. I'll say this and then we'll take a break because I know we're late. There was a point at the end, right, where Scottie Scheffler's on 15-16, and he's just knocked down another birdie, gets him to 10 or 11 under, and they flip over. And he's like writing his score down, Zoe, on his little score sheet. And then he puts it in his back pocket and he starts walking to the next hole. And there's just a blank face. And I'm going to throw her under the bus. She'll get mad later. The fiance looks at me and she goes, who's that? And I'm like, the guy that's about to win the Masters, that's Scottie Scheffler. He's the number one golfer in the world. He is ahead at the most difficult and prestigious golf tournament in America by 4 strokes, and he is killing the course right now. And she goes, oh, I don't know who it is. And I'm like, there's your problem. There's your problem. This guy is the world number one. He's 4 strokes ahead in the Masters, the most prestigious golf tournament in the world right now. And here's a young lady who is throwing a Masters party, who has invited people over to watch the Masters, and she doesn't know who the number one golfer in the world is by face. This isn't football where they're wearing helmets, right? These are the sport that you see their face the most. They had no idea who it was. There's your problem. There's your problem. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, I think I have a new favorite current basketball player. There's a bunch I already like. I love Luka, Jokic, Joel Embiid, who is back for the playoffs, LeBron, a lot of guys I like. But I think I have a new, in my heart, favorite. I'll share that story with you when we come back on the Rob Brown Show with the Fade Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show continues, wrapping up our number one here on the radio broadcast. The Houston Rockets were on the road in the final game of the season, taking on the LA Clippers at Crypto.com Arena yesterday. In the fourth quarter of the Rockets' 116-105 win over the Clippers, my new favorite player, Boban Marjanovic, was at the stripe. Now, apparently, at Crypto.com Arena, there is a promotion that runs during Clips games. That promotion is, if any player misses back-to-back free throws, everyone in the arena gets a free chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. Now, I will go ahead and say that while it is not power-ranked at number one, Chick-fil-A is absolutely inside of my top two chicken joints in the game, okay? Yes, free chicken sandwiches sounds incredible. There is a promotion going on where if any NBA, any visiting player misses consecutive free throws, Chick-fil-A gives a free chicken sandwich to everyone that is out the game. Boban was at the free throw stripe. Boban yanked his first free throw and missed it. Of course, the in-arena PA, as they do for promotions, makes the announcement that if Boban misses the next free throw, everybody's getting a free chicken sandwich. Boban, seeing the promotion, knowing what was going on, WWE style, pointed to the crowd, intentionally bricked his next free throw, and after the celly was on for the Clips fans because they were getting free chicken, Boban, backpedaling on defense, puts the one up, like, acknowledge me, your chicken chief. And the crowd acknowledged Boban for bricking a free throw, hurting his own stat line so they could get a free chicken sandwich. Yes, indeed, Boban is a man of the people.
There may be some alternative motive. Have you seen his other commercials? I mean, have you seen any of his commercials?
Yeah, he's got some good ones for the goldfish crackers.
The goldfish thing, can I have a handful, is hilarious.
It's a real good one. It's a real good one.
Because dude's hands could, an entire bag. I mean, yeah, I just, maybe he's trying to get that next Chick-fil-A commercial.
I will also tell you, Boban is a free agent at the end of this year. Maybe he's trying to get that Clips deal out in L.A.
There you go. Although, why would they want him? He can't hit free throws.
He can hit free throws. He just didn't. And I respect... Can I tell you how much I love... This harkens back to our last segment. Because the duality of man is thus. On one hand, Rob Brown would like to look you all in your face and say, hey, you should watch great sports for the sport. You should watch the most boring pitcher dominate because he's dominating. You should watch the most vanilla golfer, Scottie Scheffler, go to Augusta and kick everybody's ass because he's an incredible golfer. You should watch great athletes do great feats of athleticism, Not because you want to, but because you should. Because great sports competition is great sports competition. The beauty of sport should be in the sport. But then there's this other half of Rob Brown that says, give me a player that is a man of the people. Give me that athlete that understands who and what he is. Give me that athlete who understands talking to the people. Give me that athlete who understands that when it comes down to it, we want to be entertained. Now, I can be entertained by a perfect game, by a no-no. I can be entertained by a 1-0 soccer match that is really well played, and that's why it's hard to score. I can be entertained by an 87-85 NBA game that is incredibly defensive. I can be entertained by all of that because as a certified knower of ball, I love the sport. I love the game being played. At the same time, Boban dropping a couple of FTs down the stripe in order to make sure that the Clippers fans get their free chicken sandwich. I love that guy. I don't know. The duality, man. I want great sports. I want dominant performances. I want incredible athleticism. I want the game to be played like the work of art that the game is when it is played at its highest level. I also want more Boban. I also want more Marjanovic. I want charisma. I want character. This is why wrestling is so good. Wrestling can be good if you like wrestling. If you like the guys that are in the ring and putting on a show, the gals that go in there and put on a technical display that you go, that's artistry, what they're doing. That's a great match. But even great matches are great matches largely because what? Because there's a story within the match that's getting told. Characters make wrestling. Characters make sports. Everything is wrestling. Characters make the sport. And Boban just became one of them. I love that guy. Boban Marjanovic is a man of the people. Give me more of that. Hey, speaking of the NBA, our playoff brackets are set. And when we come back in the water cooler cheat sheet, we'll have a rundown on what those brackets look like, as well as a write-up of Scottie Scheffler's dominance at Augusta yesterday. And who knows what's going to be up for item number three. It's all coming up on the water cooler cheat sheet next. But before we get to any of that, Lonzo about to dazzle and amaze you with today's first sports flash.
Despite dropping the final baseball game on the road to Florida, the Gamecocks of South Carolina took 2 out of 3 against top 25 Florida over the weekend. South Carolina put up 28 runs across 3 games while holding Florida to 22. Including just 3 in the series opener, the win moves the Gamecocks to a season record of 25-11 overall. Good baseball around here. Speaking of more good baseball, Clemson baseball dropped a 3-game set against North Carolina State, but salvaged the weekend with a 7-0 shutout win yesterday. The 2 losses represented half of the total conference losses on the season, with the Tigers at 11-4 and 29-6 overall. That's still good. 29-6, that's really good. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole, Bryson, and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news, great guests, great debate, and a lot of fun. And of course, it's all Wire to Wire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.